This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, K-State grad, 2013 alum. Welcome to another edition of this podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on, I'm recording on a Tuesday, yes, March 18th, 2025, there as well. Getting into it real quick, we will deep a little bit on Fairfield, K-State was basketball's opponent, first round opponent in the 2025 NCAA tournament in Lexington, Kentucky, Friday, part of the Spokane Four Regional, and we do know the time. So, we do know the time of this game. It's going to be 1:30. 1:30 Central Time, that's 2:30 Eastern Time, folks. So, there you go on that. So, by time, well, we'll have a weekend preview like usual, so we'll stick to the plan. If this K-State team get past Fairfield, again, Fairfield with a 28-4 record overall this year in the 2024-25 season. And they only lost one MAC conference game. Obviously, the MAC champions as well. And there was a stat that I saw on here. I'll touch on that in a second there as well. If you're in the Manhattan area, 1350 came in, and Sunny 102.5 will have this game. Of course, the K-State word in advance, it will stay the same. Of course, we can catch all the socials on kstatesports.com or on the K-State Sports app as well. The Cats. I don't want to jinx it, but we're going to say it anyways because, hey, look, it's win or go home time. Basically, we're at the stage now, March Madness, anything crazy will happen in the month of March. Hey, K-State 2-0 gets the MAC conference. They're in the history, I should say. So they're putting that on the line as well. It's a really good Fairfield team there as well. Again, we'll touch on Fairfield in the next episode when we come back to once basketball. There, let's see. K-State beat Marsh by one back in December of 2011. And then you got to go back even deeper than that when they beat St. Peter's in New Jersey. Yep, in New Jersey back in December of 05. Damn, this is history on this podcast we're learning here about. So, and now you have to deal with this Fairfield team, 19-1. That team finished 19-1, obviously the MAC champs. And again, I'm gonna do a little bit deeper dive on them. So we know, so either it'll come out either, it'll definitely come out tomorrow. Yeah, because we'll have that, and then do get some keys and all that other good stuff. So the keys to the game will be Thursday. Oh, live plenty on the podcast. Keys on Thursday, Fairfield, preview on them on Wednesday. So, and then, of course, I'll throw this out there on the feed. 1:30 tip between K-State, your fifth seed. Excuse me, was it fifth, four, fifth? Yeah, fifth. Fifth seed and 12th seed Fairfield again. If K-State were to get by Fairfield, they'll play the winner of host Kentucky, who's hosting the region, the small regional, or was it Liberty? Yes, Liberty. Damn, that's Liberty and Liberty are like pretty much the same thing, but that's what we got going on right now. Yeah, Liberty. But anyways, yeah, so you're in the region again. Let's remember real quick. Top four in K-State's region. Ahead of them, USC, UConn. I discussed this yesterday on a podcast. These two teams, again, don't want to be jumping hoops too early. Could be playing each other again. They play each other in a regular season. A lot of the analysts saying that this should have been saved for the Final Four. I agree with that. But hey, that's the way the things draw. Got to deal with the cards dealt with. And for UConn, they're trying to get back to the Final Four in some long-ass time. USC has one of the best players in the country, if not the best. So, there's a lot of good players. And I think I'm going to butcher the name. I am sorry, but this is not a USC podcast. Southern California or South Carolina, we ain't about that, so JoJo, I think her name is. She's very good. But anyways, we have a pretty damn good player in ourselves in Ayoka Lee and Jeff Mitty. the last time I checked, Japanese saying she's well on track to playing. Well, hey, at this point, you need her. And I'm going to still say on the path that a little Aoki Lee is better than none. Because this team, we have seen this pattern ever since Aoki Lee stepped on campus. And it's very unfortunate, very unfortunate. This could, again, whenever K-State, this run, hopefully they go on a little bit of run and get past. But they got a tough challenge because Kentucky hosts this little small region. Got to deal with that home crowd. But, again, I hate jumping on the seeds. Word to play out. But, again, we haven't seen these 12, 13 seeds yet. And way fit the fifth field, whew, that team's pretty good. So, K-State's already going to have their hands full with that. But, again, you need her size on the court. You need her presence there. So, pretty much, again, between myself and Alex Aiden, we talked about this. It's similar. This is very similar to Dean Wade. Dean Wade was really hurt hobbling around in that elite run. Bruce Weber, Cam Stokes, Barry Brown company, Zay Sneed. Yeah, so we just gotta see. But if she's 90%, hey, that's putting K-State's chance against anybody. But 1:30 tip Friday, Fairfield, the 12th seed. I'm gonna go ahead and say the Kentucky region. Because Kentucky is hosting, and again, quote unquote, if the seeds were to match out, K-State were to play them. But again, you have to get through Fairfield first. So that's what Jeff Mitty, Serena Sundell, and Yoko Lee have to go up against on Friday. Fairfield, 28-4, winners of the MAC conference, 19-1. Their matchup set for 1:30. On ESPN News. I have an issue with that. But I digress. The Roger Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found Freedom Bubble Daily. We're having a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, Podbean at Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S Podcast. You want more coverage of your K-State Cats. We have a fresh episode up there right now, actually. Myself and Alex Aiden. I don't know at the moment if we're going to record another before the Fairfield game on the first round of the NCAA tournament on Friday. We'll have to see as the week progresses there as well. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California again. Oh, yeah. Make sure you do go ahead and subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. Every time we post, upload content daily, we're right there for you. And, of course, the other thing, make sure you tell a fellow Big 12 person or a K-State fan especially, a Purple Wildcat fan about this podcast. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast. We out. Go Cats.